All right, I got to show you all this incredible moment where Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem is caught live on TV, just left speechless after she's confronted over her own administration's deportation of United States veterans. One more time, the Trump administration has been deporting U.S. veterans who served for our country, who were shot and almost killed for our country, rather than targeting people who have criminal records in the United States. The Trump admin said that they would be allocating funds towards the deportation of violent criminals, yet they got into office and reallocated those funds towards farm workers, towards mothers just going to the courthouse to have their day in court, towards preschool teachers who we've seen get ripped out of class and then deported, and now veterans. These are stories that have been making the rounds online, but seeing the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem being confronted about this is next level. Earlier today, we also learned that a judge ordered Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia to be released from ICE custody immediately. A big day for people who like due process, who want to expose this administration's awful immigration policies. And before we jump into Kristi Noem, let me just explain. Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia is the perfect example, the perfect microcosm of this administration's lack of due process. This was a man who was not allowed to be deported to one specific country. There was one country he wasn't allowed to be deported to, which was El Salvador, and this administration still did it. This is a Maryland father who was just taking care of his kids every single day, going through the proper processes to get his citizenship while he had temporary protected status, and the admin ripped him out of his job and deported him. It was such a mistake that they had to bring him back to the United States. Now that I've laid the groundwork by showing you how sloppy this administration's immigration enforcement has been, let's watch this clip of Kristi Noem being confronted during a hearing on Capitol Hill today. Make sure you like the video and double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed, because we are beating MAGA media and you guys are helping. Let's check this out.
I don't believe you served in the military. I haven't either, but I think you and I can agree that as Americans, we owe everything to those who have served our country in uniform, particularly those who have served in combat. Do you agree with that?
Sir, I believe that people that are in this United States that are citizens have legal status here.
Madam Secretary, we are joined on Zoom by a gentleman named Sejun Park. He is a United States Army combat veteran who was shot twice while serving our country in Panama in 1989. Like many veterans, he struggled with PTSD and substance abuse after his service. He was arrested in the 1990s for some minor drug offenses, nothing serious. He never hurt anyone besides himself, and he's been clean and sober for 14 years. He is a combat veteran, a Purple Heart recipient. He has sacrificed more for this country than most people ever have. Earlier this year, you deported him to Korea, a country he hasn't lived in since he was 7 years old. Will you join me in thanking Mr. Park for his service to our country?
Sir, I'm grateful for every single person that has served our country and follows
and
our laws.
Can you please tell Mr. Park why you deported him?
Every one of them needs to be enforced.
But you understand that many veterans struggle with PTSD, many veterans struggle with substance abuse challenges. This man took two bullets for our country. You have broad authority, by the way, as secretary, to issue humanitarian parole, to do deferred action. Will you commit to at least looking at Mr. Park's case to see if you can help him find a pathway back to this country that he sacrificed so much for?
I will absolutely look at his case, but I want you
Thank
to
you.
Remember
Madam
that
Madam Secretary,
our
the man
need to have
behind you,
as
please
well.
Stand up, sir. His name is Jim Brown from Troy, Missouri. He is a Navy combat veteran who served our country in the Gulf War. He's married to a woman named Donna, who came to our country legally from Ireland when she was 11 years old.
This is just brutal for Kristi Noem, by the way. This is brutal for her.
She has lived here for 48 years. Because of you, Jim's wife Donna has been in prison for the last 4 months. She did not come here illegally, and she has never committed any crime other than writing two bad checks totaling $80 10 years ago. She is currently in prison and facing deportation. Ms. Noem, will you thank Mr. Brown for his service to our country?
Thank you, Mr. Brown, for your service to our country.
Now, what possible explanation can there be for locking up his wife for 4 months when she has committed no crime other than writing a couple of bad checks for $80?
Sir, it is not my prerogative, my latitude, or my job to pick and choose which laws in this country get enforced.
You have broad discretion as the secretary. You can issue parole. You can do all kinds of things, but you're choosing not to. Will you commit again to just reviewing Donna's case and reuniting this combat veteran with his beloved wife, who also loves this country?
I will review the case.
All right, that was brutal for Kristi Noem for a few reasons. In a three-minute clip, we got a perfect microcosm of this administration's most reckless, most aggressive, inhumane, and severe deportations of people who do not deserve to be deported from this country. If he listed out people who had, like, killed a mother of two and they were here illegally, no one would be protesting. We'd say, yeah, deport that person. But he just listed out multiple people who have given their entire lives, who have spent their entire lives serving our country, fighting for our country, going through PTSD. I mean, that dude was likely in his 20s when he served for the United States. And he spent the rest of his life with PTSD so he could serve our country. And he's rewarded with a swift deportation from Kristi Noem and Donald Trump's administration. It is absolutely disgusting. And as somebody who, you know, I'm young, I'm an American, I'll spend the rest of my life here. I want the U.S. to be a country full of hardworking, skilled, smart people, no matter where they're from across the world, who can come to the United States and make it a better country. I don't care if you left South Korea when you were 7 years old, like that guy did that he showed before. He spent his entire life fighting for the United States, or he spent his early life fighting for the United States and suffered PTSD throughout the rest of his life. Or what about the woman who didn't come here illegally? This guy's wife, and she's been arrested for 4 months. An insane, insane just rejection of due process and rights. To make matters even worse, Secretary Kristi Noem then had to just dip out of the hearing early. She randomly left the hearing while it was still ongoing, after getting grilled by multiple people. Let me show you this clip, and then we'll continue.
Gentlelady from Texas, Ms. Johnson, for 5 minutes of questions.
I'm just going to take the position that she was scared of my questions. Mr. Chairman, if we could stop the clock and,
yep. Oh,
and
yes,
wait
no,
till after
absolutely.
All this.
The clerk will suspend.
We could reset the time, yes. That would be helpful.
They're resetting the time, but she made the joke, oh, was Kristi Noem scared of my questions because she had to just dip?
The gentleman's time has expired. I know the secretary has to leave, and I would now recognize the gentlelady from Texas, Ms. Johnson, for 5 minutes of questions.
What an absolute joke of an administration. Pauses everything, walks off, because she can't handle the heat. I want to show you one more clip of the director of the FBI's Terrorism Screening Center. This guy works on a lot of terrorism stuff with the United States, being pressed about the threat of quote-unquote Antifa. Now, of course, Antifa is not an actual organization that is going out there committing acts. There's no headquarters, there's no leader, there's no, like, even ideology that is written down with Antifa. It's just kind of a mosh-posh of a bunch of beliefs that people use to go and protest. Of course, Antifa means anti-fascist, but I don't think that is mostly what people mean when they're going out to protest with it. It's taken on a different meaning, but that doesn't mean it's a terrorist organization.
The executive board of the domestic terrorist organization, Antifa. That's our primary concern right now.
All right, that's what President Trump did. What does the FBI say?
We share the same view. When you look at the data right now, you look at the domestic terrorist threat that we're facing. Right now, what I see from my position is that's the most immediate violent threat that we're facing on the domestic side.
So where is Antifa headquartered?
What we're doing right now with the organization.
Where in the United States does Antifa exist? If it's a terrorist organization, and you've identified it as number one.
We are building out the infrastructure right now.
So what does that mean? You say, we're trying to get the information. You say Antifa is a terrorist organization. Tell us, as a committee, how did you come to that? Where do they exist? How many members do they have in the United States as of right now?
Well, that's very fluid. It's ongoing for us to understand that. The same, no different than Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
No, I don't want you. I'll ask one question, sir. I just want you to tell us. If you said Antifa is the number one domestic terrorist organization operating in the United States, I just need to know where they are, how many people. I don't want a name. I don't want anything like that. Just how many people have you identified with the FBI that Antifa is made of?
Well, the investigations are active.
Sir, you wouldn't come to this committee and say something you can't prove, I know.
Dude, this is even more brutal.
I know you wouldn't do that.
He's standing there, or I guess he's sitting there, saying that Antifa is a terrorist organization that is a threat to the United States. Then he's left speechless when he's asked very simple questions that anybody who's claiming there is a terrorist org should be able to answer. I mean, Al-Qaeda has an ideology. Al-Qaeda had a leader for a while. Al-Qaeda has a headquarters. Al-Qaeda has a base. Al-Qaeda has weaponry. What does Antifa have? It's like some, again, it's a mosh posh of people who go and protest every once in a while against fascist ideologies. Incredibly, incredibly bizarre stuff. So throughout this meeting, we had Kristi Noem potentially perjure herself. I mean, this video right here means one of two things. Either Kristi Noem doesn't know what's going on in her own department. She has no clue what's going on in the Department of Homeland Security. Or number two, she knows and she just lied and perjured herself. It doesn't matter if she did, because this guy definitely is lying when he's saying that Antifa is an extremist terrorist organization. I guess he can define it like that, but he is definitely lying when he's trying to state the threat of Antifa. He's overstating it. I'm going to leave it there. I'm having a travel day, so I'll return with the videos either later tonight or tomorrow. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.